What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We've already got a couple of callers, but I want to finish this story before I go to the phones. We're talking about the war in Yemen, and as was the case with the war in Iraq, artifacts are being stolen and sold in auctions here in the United States and other countries. More than 4,265 artifacts have been looted, smuggled outside Yemen, and sold in auctions in six different countries. So, you know, that's their cultural heritage that's going there. And apparently over 8,000 Yemeni children have been killed or injured since 2015. So that really is a bad situation. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I died suddenly was my topic. I've only watched half of that video.
Okay.
But it confirms everything that I've been telling everybody, including my friend, the funeral director. A guy on the boat next to the boat I'm working on, experienced twice. He died suddenly twice. But he's still with us. They managed to revive him twice. And, yeah, he was vaccinated.
Yeah.
I've mentioned a couple other mysterious deaths on boats, which I presume. But they aren't, you know, releasing the facts on those. Anyway, am I coming through okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Seth Rich was the guy you were thinking of. I'm sure.
Yeah, Seth Rich.
FBI,
you're right.
Has all kinds of stuff.
Sometimes my brain gets too full.
You ain't the only one.
Yeah.
The whole point I was bringing up about that guy that built the Pentagon, his name escapes me at the moment, this is no accident. It wasn't an accident that it was released on the world. It was all pre-planned. I was going through some of my Firestarter, I came across a report to the Shrub in 2001 talking about global warming, climate change, and I didn't read through the whole thing either, but I noticed one of the signatories of the study for the George Bush II was the National Institute of Health. None of this is an accident. These clot shots and mRNA and personally,
you know, I'm a big fan of Occam's razor, and we cannot discard these alternative theories, but I tend to think that biological weapons were being developed and one got released and everybody said, hey, we can make money off of this by selling the vaccines, and it was all a rush job, and they kind of messed it up here. By the way, the gentleman you were thinking of was General Leslie Groves, who was in charge of building the Pentagon and then went on to direct the Manhattan Project.
Oh, yeah, well, my dad was in on that.
Okay.
At any rate, yeah, thanks for bringing up Pat Buchanan and for stating the obvious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm at the laundromat. I got a new heater core put in my truck. It's finally starting to snow here and Homer.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Santa Claus. It's very cold. We've had two snowfalls, neither of which stayed, but they're saying we may get snow on Thanksgiving. Anyway, Joe, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to listen to the first hour and all, and I just want to caution everybody out there when they talk about this SAM missile, which they originally said, of course, was Russian, and that was on purpose, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then when the only reason that we're not at war or something escalated into something more terrible than it is even now is because a couple of potato farmers happened to find components of the S-300.
And yes, they did.
Numbers saying they knew unequivocally. But NATO knew unequivocally right on, right from the very beginning. I mean, they track every missile.
Oh, I'm sure they've got that part of the world completely blanketed with search radars, and, you know, they even know which way the sparrows are going.
That's right. So they knew from the beginning, from the very beginning, when AP ran that story and everything else, that that was a lie.
Yep.
They knew from the very beginning that that was a lie. And the fallback story to save that lying war criminal, Zelensky, was that it was an accident. We don't know it was an accident either, Mike, and I would ask you not to go along with that. What we do know is it was Ukrainian, and it killed a couple of Poles, and they tried to blame it on Russia. That we know for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know if it was an accident, and really pretty much knowing the track record of the media, of NATO, of the U.S. military, of everything else, we'd be fools to even buy the backup plan. Once they're caught red-handed, oh, yeah, it was an accident, you know.
Yeah.
So please don't go along with that.
I'm not. I think Zelensky set this up from the word go. He had his people fire that missile into Poland, and he was already primed to go out to NATO and say, look what Russia did. The war is going to be on. Because right now Zelensky has to know that if he does not get NATO involved, okay, he's lost the war.
Yeah, he's dead meat. The Russians will have will be able to, with what their reinforcements, move up to the Dnieper River, basically take anything to the east of the Dnieper, and they're going to need more troops if they want to go past the Dnieper. If they want to go to Odessa or onward, they're going to have to actually mobilize more. But they're going to lose everything west of the Dnieper.
Yeah.
And just like you said, they're in the dark, which Russia could have done from day one, and which we did. We did to Yugoslavia. We did to Iraq. We did to Libya.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we work. Shock and awe, knock everything out, put everybody in the dark. And, you know, they didn't even have water, Mike. When I left Iraq in 2008-9, almost 2009, they still, after the 2003 invasion, there were still big parts of Baghdad that didn't have clean water. After all the
water provided to the U.S. troops was just terrible, you know, and
my company was making it, and it was horrible.
We were sending Brita pitchers and filters to people we knew were serving in the area.
Mike, I had to drink that stuff too, and my company had KBR had that water contract. Like they had the burn pits, everything else. They had all the contracts, really. Largest contract in the history of mankind, military contract.
Right.
You could look at the water bottles, you know, the plastic water bottles we were given, and see how bad it was. But nevertheless, you just can't. Everything that they say is a lie. Everything they say is, you know, just they're caught red-handed in a lie that they were going along with, and then they back it up and say it was an accident, and it wasn't an accident. But just like, you know, and nobody gets to the bottom of it. Like you were saying that somebody should get to the bottom of the war crime. Somebody should get, but they won't. There won't be any. This will disappear, just like Nordstrom disappeared, just like the thing the Turkish pipeline from Russia.
Yes.
A trial was made on that. By the way, this is the 22nd of November, is it not? This
is it is.
Like the Kennedy assassination. Disappeared. Nothing. You know, there's still stuff that they're not telling us.
Yes.
It's just we're lied to. The single truest thing that you say, and you say a lot of truth, Mike, is that we're the most lied to people anywhere.
Yeah, we are. We absolutely are.
Yeah, it's never going to get any. It's never going to get any better, because they're just doing what the owners, the government is there, and the media, because the same people that own the government own the media, and the government is there simply to execute the will of the people that own everything else, the people who can print money out of nothing and never be audited, and so on and so forth, and can do something like there's now even debate on whether this guy, Bankman-Fried, is if they're going to get to the bottom of that. The guy kept no business records.
Yeah.
He had a multi-billion-dollar empire, didn't even keep records. Nobody, watch and see. This guy will skate.
I agree.
The only reason that they got Bernie Madoff and all these scammers, and all this stuff, by the way, comes back to enriching the powers be in the office, you know, like Biden and even the rhinos, of course, which use that ill-gotten money, you know, to devastate their own party.
To take
democracy away from their own party, you know. And nothing will come of that either, Mike.
Okay.
You know why
Bernie Madoff got nailed is he was cheating other Jewish people.
Yeah, that's right. He cheated the Jews. But if you even talk about it, you'll end up being like Kanye West.
Yeah.
Or you know, you can't even discuss it. But at any rate, that's the state of where we are right now. And the people with the little round hats that print the money, that have the scams, that did the coup in 2014, that had set up all that aid program for all these years, and now are ripping off the $105 billion, and more coming all the time. The people that are subverting the elections, that the media is not killing everything, any suggestion of false elections or anything they kill or you deplatform, it's all them. They own it all. It's all them. The border, all them. Big wall for Israel, no wall here. And we're Nazis for thinking about it. You know? It's hard to escape anything from the Great Replacement to the critical race theory to the Great Reset to the wars, to the media, to the elections, to the borders. It's hard to separate the little round hats and the people that print money from any of it. As a matter of fact, you can't separate them at all. And you got to ask yourself, where would we be if that group of people weren't there? Would there be open borders? Would there be this open end of wars against Israel's enemies? Would there be the elections be as rigged as they are? Would there be a CRT and critical race theory and all that stuff? And you know, there's a real debate on whether any of that stuff would be there. We have social media being lied to all the time.
I have to say, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. Pardon me. And if we didn't have this one group of people playing these games, there'd be another group that would move on in. You know, I'm afraid, you know, at the bottom of this is human nature rather than any one particular ethnic group.
Well, yeah, and that's a theory, but it is just a theory. It's probably a good one.
Okay.
But the point is, they're organized and they're doing it. Nobody else has done it, but they've done it. And everything else is theoretical. Maybe somebody else would do it. Probably is true. But they're not as organized, and nobody else has done it, but they have. So, you know, I mean, they can take refuge and say, oh, yeah, people are bad. We're just a little worse or whatever. Anybody would have done it if you could have gotten away with it. Maybe that's true. But they did it, and they're getting away with it.
Yeah, they are.
So, anyways, that's it for me, Mike. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Claire.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quick. When it comes to this whole Trump being indicted, does the if McCarthy becomes leader or whatever, can he indict Trump?
Well, he would have to have grounds for an indictment.
If McCarthy
becomes leader, in the Congress, Congress does not have the power to bring an indictment. That would have to come from the Department of Justice.
Okay, so the Department of Justice would do it, and then would McCarthy have anything? Would leader do anything about it? Is there anything that's leader?
I'm sure he would probably, make a few phone calls. But under the law, no, he does not have any authority to intervene.
Okay, so that's all DOJ, and then it goes, why would it have to, why does somebody have to go to the House? Like, when does somebody have to go to Congress or something when it has to do with, like, an official thing, right, when it's, like, an actual political person?
Okay, I'm not sure what you're asking. I mean, basically, the legislature, which is supposed to be representing the will of the people, they enact laws. The executive branch carries out those laws, and the Supreme Court determines the law's constitutionality. Although under the Madison versus Marburg decision, any laws that obviously are in conflict with the Constitution are automatically null and void.
Okay, so what I was trying to say was, for instance, whenever they went in and had people come to Congress to testify,
yes,
is that because they were political figures and not just citizens? They weren't citizens, they were political figures?
That would depend on the investigation. I mean, many congressional investigations, they're going to be talking to the people who are involved in whatever is being investigated. And, they're just witnesses there. It doesn't matter what they are outside that hearing room. In that hearing room, they're simply there as witnesses.
Can anyone do an investigation? Because you got private detectives, right? The investigations count.
Okay. Yeah, anybody can do an investigation, and a lot of the independent media, we do our own investigations to try and figure out where we're being lied to by the media and the government.
And anyone who does it, their investigations obviously count, whatever. So, okay. My whole point was just like when it comes to the last couple of years, I've been watching the media and that, and I've been noticing, like the whole Trump being impeachment and all these times people get indicted and subpoenaed and that. So I'm wondering where they're having, like, who's having the power to do all this indicting and that, and when is it, like, is it only political figures that they're, it seems that they're indicting, like, they were all, everyone that's been indicting stuff are people that had to do with the government, right?
Well, no, actually, I mean, any time that you commit a breach of the law at any level, there is at first an indictment, which is what, sets the stage for you to go to court. If you're caught with a marijuana cigarette, you are indicted for violating that state's laws on marijuana. Then you go to trial and you're either found guilty or not guilty and so forth and so on.
Okay. So overall, though, McCarthy being leader, would that have anything, if Trump got indicted and stuff like that, would there be any significance for the Republican Party itself in general being the leader of the House? And then also McCarthy being leader, is there anything that you could see that would be?
No, there's really, legally, there's no connection. Of course, we can count on the Democrats if there is a successful indictment. And remember, indictment does not mean guilt. It means we're looking at the possibility of guilt.
Yep.
And the Democrats will use that to say, oh, look at how crooked the Republicans all are. And, remember Richard Nixon and so forth and so on. But it would be used for public relations benefit. That would be about it.
So not legal, but political, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, thank you, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Oh, actually, no, we got to take a break for a commercial, so we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, what's on your mind?
Mike, how are you?
Biodegradable.
Biodegradable. Well, we all are, mostly water, unfortunately.
Yep.
So I called, to talk to you about these anti-inflammatories.
Yes.
That they're saying is causing more anti-inflammatory, more inflammation. So
yes.
They're NSAIDs, right? I think you mentioned ibuprofen and Aleve.
Yes.
Okay, so I'd like to play a game, if you don't mind. I'm going to name you some brand names, and you're going to tell me what the product is.
Okay.
Anison.
I'm not a pharmacist, you understand.
Yes, I understand.
And I haven't even played one in a movie.
Anison.
I think that's aspirin, isn't it?
Aspirin's another brand name.
Salicylic acid.
That's it. See? Yeah. I knew you could do this. Tylenol.
That's acetaminophen, and some of them have codeine in as well.
Yes, the T3s and blah, blah, blah. Advil.
Yeah. Sorry?
Advil.
Advil, I think, is naproxen sodium.
Nope, that's ibuprofen.
That's ibuprofen, okay.
Yep, so Aleve is what you just mentioned, right?
Naproxen sodium, okay.
Anyways, I mentioned them in this direction because they are progressively stronger NSAIDs.
Yeah.
Right? And if anybody doesn't know what an NSAID is, it's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And what it's designed to do is to decrease inflammation. Inflammation is a very big problem with humans. And a lot of it is self-induced by what we put inside our bodies.
Yes.
And sometimes what's happened to us, like, for instance, I think you already know this, that apparently Elvis had fallen and hit his head on a bathtub or something, and some of his brain matter went into his bloodstream, and they figure he had an autoimmune disease that was causing so much of his problems. As far as
well,
pain
he was
concerned.
Also abusing a lot of medications at the time. He was abusing codeine.
Before this, though.
Yeah, which the codeine will you know, give you like really rock hard constipation.
Oh yes, oh yeah, an impacted colon.
Yep.
So anyways, naproxen.
Mom was right. I should
like,
have been
here,
a doctor. Okay.
Yeah, up here in Canada. I was given naproxen about 14 years ago, and at that time, it wasn't over the counter, right?
Okay.
You had to have a prescription. And what it did to me, is it gave me a very wicked case of anxiety. My heart, you know, started racing. I started breaking out, you know, in the tender spots of your body, like under your arms, in between your legs, under your arms, you know, like those areas, started to get hives. And so, you know, I called my doctor because this happened at work because I had just come back from an appointment. Anyway, and he said, don't take any more. He said, but this will wear off in about 25 minutes. Well, guess what? It wore off in about 25 minutes, Mike. And when it did, it felt like I was going to, like I wanted to feel, I wanted to do handsprings. I felt that
okay.
good. You know what I mean? I was, like, absolutely pain-free.
Yeah.
It was insane. It was absolutely insane. Well, that was the first time I'd taken that drug and the last time. But I've been taking ibuprofen two or three times a day for the last good 15 years.
Okay, you need to be careful with that because that can cause liver damage, especially if you're drinking alcohol.
Well, Mike, what drug doesn't cause liver damage?
No, but ibuprofen more than most.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, moderation is the key here, right?
Yes.
You know, some days I don't even take the stuff.
Okay.
Right? But, you know, I do have a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Injuries, as it were, due to, you know, the things I did when I was growing up and work and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of them are, and I do have osteoarthritis. So, what I'm really saying here is, a lot of these drugs, and not a lot, all of them, they cause side effects, and some of the side effects are worse
than
what you're going through. Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, anytime a doctor prescribes something for you, you should go out on the net and type in the name of the medication and follow it with adverse effects to find out what it can do to you.
Well, up here in Canada, when you get a prescription, they give you this. They give you this stuff. You know?
Like, well, down here, all we get are the warnings, don't operate vehicles, you know, and don't take with alcohol and must take with food and that kind of stuff. But as far as the adverse effects of the medication, you're on your own to find that out.
No, they give it up here. Like in some of the pharmaceutical outlets, they give that stuff. They'll actually hand you a sheet. Here, you should read this. Anyways, that's all I got, Mike. I can hear the music.
Yeah,
music.
I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Back with more calls after these.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier. And poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man
welcome
turns
back
away.
To our show here, and we have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mike. Well, first of all, have a good holiday.
Thank you.
I don't talk to you again. You and your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to respond first to Tom, if Tom's listening. That police station Chinese story is BS, man, like the Uyghur story. Mike, do you know there's a lot of mosques. There's a lot of mosques in China, especially in that area of, was it Xinjiang province, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the story's nonsense. The Uyghur story where they got genocide and, you know that the Uyghurs, Mike, did you know they did not have to adhere to that one-child China policy? I didn't know that.
Well, China's already suspended that policy because they're dealing with a population decline now.
Well, before that, they didn't have...
Yeah.
They were exempt from that. So, isn't it funny? They're all... the Uyghurs are genocided, but the Uyghurs are still around.
Yeah, well, it may have been exaggerated for propaganda purposes. I mean, right now the government wants the American people to hate China and Russia more than we hate our own government.
And conservatives, too.
Yeah, right. Well, it's going to be hard to get me to hate conservatives.
Yeah, well, anybody who goes against the empire or the neoliberal, and Tom, by the way, Mitch McConnell is a neoliberal because he's part of the empire. All these people, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, these people are the empire, guys. You're living in the belly of the beast, you know. And so I'm going to switch over to Peter from Los Angeles. I don't know if you and him know this, but you know the S-300 is capable of hitting ground targets if it's modified?
So, yeah, well, the missile that hit Poland was an older version of the S-300, which Russia doesn't even use anymore.
Well, no, Russia still uses the S-300. The version, was it the version 4?
But yeah, but they don't use the version that hit Poland.
No, but it can still be modified to hit ground target, because I'm going to say that, Mike, even if it's an older S-300, two S-300s hitting, like going off course, is impossible. You know, so basically, though, that tractor with that, was it a grain dryer, right? It's a grain dryer fryer it hit. That was a pretty big crater for, like, something that, like, can hit a plane. So I think it was definitely orchestrated between Poland and maybe some people in, I don't know if Zelensky's even involved in that, you know? Like, he's just a puppet, you know? Like, it was just an orchestration to try to get something else going because, you know, Ukraine ain't getting any better, and it's not going to get any better. You know,
it's definitely heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike, they, I don't know, did you hear the rumor, like, the Russians gave them, basically an ultimatum, like, you know, in the next couple of weeks, all the power is going to be off. Hence, remember that CEO of that energy company says, I think some of you guys need to head abroad for a couple months.
Yeah, Ukraine is telling people if they've lost power and they're worried about the winter that they should skedaddle.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, a lot of people
Buchanan
don't know this,
is right.
You know,
Putin is going to let the winter fight the war for him.
Well, yeah, of course, Mike, because you know what? Russians excel in the winter. Not to say because I'm Ukrainian, Mike. I love the winter. I don't go outside wearing gloves in the winter. Yeah, I love the winter, but I mean, look, Russia trains in the winter, they excel in the winter, and NATO doesn't really excel in the winter, you know, and but Mike, you know, if you think about it, isn't it odd this FTX scandal come out now? I think they're gonna get ready to dump Ukraine because it's just like it's past its due date, because the whole FTX, you know, bankruptcy. And did you hear anything about Zelensky? Maybe they're going to be replacing him. Isn't it funny? We'll
I've been hearing
Zelensky.
Rumblings that Zelensky may be replaced. As far as the U.S. pulling out of Ukraine, Biden is in a bit of a corner. It's a no-win situation for him. If he pulls out, it's going to be compared to the withdrawal from Afghanistan. We're going to leave billions of dollars of weapons behind. And if he stays in there, a war that ultimately I think Ukraine is going to lose, then, again, he's handed the United States the biggest defeat since Vietnam.
Well, you know, Ukraine was never going to win, right? At the beginning.
That's why Zelensky is desperate to, trick NATO into joining the fray.
Mike, you know, I think do I have time? I told you my family comes from the west of Ukraine.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, like, people don't realize, like, the west part of Ukraine, it's a different ideology than the east of Ukraine. It's two different societies.
Yeah,
you know?
it's like, you know, Italy. The Lombardia region is a whole different personality than Rome.
But, Mike, I support Putin and Russia. You know why? Because my society is being a human being, and I don't go along with ideology like these people do. You know, I don't have statues of Stefan Bandera in my house.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
All right, Mike, have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Vinny in Indiana. Hello, Vinny. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I want to talk about vaccines. I was on Richard Carey's show earlier today. I don't know if you catch his show.
No, I didn't.
Richard's been mentioning the last couple weeks a very prominent anti-vaxxer by the name of Forrest Moretti.
Mm-hmm.
He has a website called My Incredible Opinion. He had a very popular YouTube channel, and he had like over 100 videos on YouTube. It was also called My Incredible Opinion. And, you know, we talked last week, and after I got off the air, I found out just that evening that a cousin of mine who was 53 years old died in his sleep the night before his 54th birthday. You know, the man had several children and grandchildren, but I can't say for sure. I assume that he was vaccinated because he traveled for work, you know, had to get on and off planes and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned these, you know, mysterious sudden deaths, you know, and this is a, you know, it's pretty heartbreaking. But I was wondering if you might be interested in interviewing this person, this Forrest Moretti.
Well, I'm looking at his website right now. I'm looking at his website right now, and I'll look at some of his videos, and we'll decide if we're going to invite him.
Because he has a background somewhat similar to yours. He had worked in television and film
production.
Is there
a reward offered for him?
No, but, you know, I think people who contribute to RBM would really appreciate it.
All right, well, I'll take a good look at it.
Because he has a background somewhat like yours, he worked in television and film production, and because of his politics, you know, he kind of lost that. So he might be somebody to reach out to someone like you, because I think this guy's faced a lot of, you know, horrible online hate simply because, you know, you can't really predict how people respond to grief. I mean, sometimes, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who was one of the first guys to really come out against these vaccines and the adjuvants and the causing autism, you know, people would come up to him and attack him because, you know, he's just trying to help people. But, you know, when people go through something like that, you know, they can't go up and attack Andrew Borla, but they can meet this, you know, maybe get in this guy's face. And that's just, you know, it's sad, but that's the way it is. So,
well, I'm looking at his the part of his website where you contact him, and he says he rarely does interviews or podcasts. So I'm sort
right.
of going against the tide. I'll send him an email
that's
anyway.
Right. Can I say one last thing? This guy put up about 5 years ago, he put out a recommended amendment to the Constitution. It's called the Medical Freedom and Liberty Act. And in it, I'll just read it real quick. The United States government and its agencies may not compel or deny any medical procedure, treatment, or substance, whether by force, detainment, fines, taxes, or the withholding of benefits. I think if you could get people behind a constitutional amendment like that, it would really be a game changer. It would really help change the political landscape because, like people are saying, this, you know, Kanye West, this Kyrie Irving, Dave Chappelle, if black men like that are against forced vaccinations, you know, they're going to show up at the polls wanting to make sure their vote gets counted. And I think that would really make it more difficult for these people who are gaming our elections. If 70% of black men poll that they're against forced vaccinations, and then you go in and you go into certain districts where you're getting 100%, 130% turnout of the electorate, but you're only 40% of the people or 48% of the people voted for the amendment, people are going to get angry. They're going to think that something's up, and they're going to, you know, you're going to piss off the wrong people.
Well, I'm still standing here in admiration for the people of Brazil and the fight they're putting up against their rigged elections there. Anyway, Vinny, I'll drop this guy an email, but it says in his website that he does not like to do podcasts. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We've still got lines open, and we're going to go to Jim in Michigan. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike. Can I talk to you about house rules and stuff like that and how our politicians
Sure.
could apply to us? Okay, I've done a little bit of research on this. But if you understand the fact that if you have a bill in the House and they have their version, and then the Senate has their version, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they go to conference committee.
Yes.
And the conference committee can add or subtract amendments in, you know, it's usually the Republican-Democrat leadership, okay, so God knows what's going on there. Okay, so what happens there, okay, is they get a final bill, and they want it to, that's where it comes to the House for a vote, right?
Yes.
Here's what a lot of people don't know, and James Inhofe, who is a congressman, exposed this. There's this thing called the discharge petition. Have you heard of that?
Yes, actually, I have, a long time ago.
It is, but it's still in effect, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, congressmen can sponsor bills and say, I'm all for this and whatever, but if they don't go down and sign a discharge petition, the bill will never come out for a vote from the conference committee. Okay, I think that's a real issue here. And then the second thing, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene, remember her?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, she said, I've heard many broadcasts from her too, okay? And she said, well, when a bill comes up for vote in the House and they want a voice vote, she goes, I want an electronic vote, okay? The thing is, though, and this is, I think, what people don't realize, the fact that there was a rule in the House, any bill that comes before Congress, okay, will have to appear on the National Registry for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And what happens is, they always say, and this is the Marjorie Taylor thing, and I'm going, why aren't you doing this? They go, in the House, they go, we're voting to waive the rule, and it's a voice vote. So they're,
yes,
they're actually getting rid of it through the National Registry, the Federal Registry. But the whole point is that they're going, oh, we're going to waive that right. We don't want to read it, okay? I want Marjorie Taylor Greene to say, no, I want not a voice vote on waiving the rule. I want an electronic vote to who is going to say, I'm going to take my right to read the bill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, my friend?
Well, I think most Americans assume that every politician reads every bill before they vote on it, but we know that's not the reality. I mean, what was that? Nancy Pelosi said we had to pass the bill before we could read it. I think that was the Obamacare bill.
And all the bills we've seen, whether it be, you know, the NAFTA bill. I mean, I've been following this stuff for years. Nobody reads anything. And what I did up here in Northern Michigan, I had a petition for representation. And it was so cool because I would go to, like, coffee shops and stuff where we have tons of workers in there. I said, I did this with a TV station. I said, I'll tell you what, if I have one person in here that disagrees with me, don't ever air this on the TV station. And I said, do you know that your politicians are reading your bills? Remember Martin Gross? I mean, Marty Gross?
Yes.
Yeah, I read all his books. So, I mean, talk about, there's so many good people out there. They just don't get the time. Well, I mean, he had a lot of time. But anyways, what can I say, my friend? Love your program, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information and the phone call. And we do have some, all the lines are open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here, NASA's uncrewed Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft has completed its powered flyby of the moon. It came within 81 miles of the surface yesterday, and it's now headed into a fuel-saving distant retrograde orbit for the next few weeks before it comes back to Earth. And so far, everything is working fine. NASA has now tested all three thruster types, the Large Orbital Maneuvering System engine, the Small Reaction Control System thrusters, and the medium-sized auxiliary engines. And meanwhile, over in Hamburg, Germany, they're snowed in, and they're calling for help to come get them here. And gosh darn that human-caused global warming. We've seen some really heavy snow over in New York, 6 foot or more. So far here in Indiana, we've been lucky. We've had snow twice, but it didn't stick. And, there we are. Meanwhile, the European Union has passed a resolution to use video games for propaganda. And their stated objective is to raise awareness of climate issues. And somehow I think that these games like Call to Duty are going to be pushing other agendas than, not using paper bags and going plastic or so forth and so on. Getting back to, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fought underhanded.
Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Melissa in Maryland. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, that wasn't long at all. I'm first up. I'm going to try to put this in a way that you can get it, because you and I have discussed classified and top secret and the different clearances.
Yes.
And when somebody has one of those clearances, they're not supposed to discuss what they do and blah, blah, blah. And so this is my question for you. How possible is it? Is it possible that really the amount, because we don't know what these different alphabet agencies are up to, the NSA, the CIA, the DIA, mm-hmm. we don't know what they're up to. We don't know what they do all day long. So my question is it possible that the real amount of our U.S. national debt is unknown, and indeed it's classified and top secret? I mean, even though we have a published amount, is it possible that that's just not what our U.S. national debt is, and the actual amount of the U.S. National debt is classified and top secret, and we don't know it and we don't have access to it?
Yeah, I would say that's a quite possible situation. I know that some years ago the Federal Reserve stopped putting out the M3 aggregate, which was a direct measure of all the currency in circulation and a very direct measure of inflation, but they don't put that number out anymore, so they're hiding something.
Yeah, because, see, my position is that if you don't know what, an agency is doing all day long, it may very well indeed be creating its own currency. I mean, we may have an on-the-books currency and an off-the-books currency.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I just, now, is there, if a website that you have come across were to have the actual U.S. national debt, which one do you think it would be?
I don't have a favorite website with that information, and with the propensity of the government and the Federal Reserve to be lying about such things, I wouldn't know which website to look at and assume was accurate. I mean, if you go back to that show that we worked on for the History Channel, America's Book of Secrets, and the gold conspiracy, and we touched on the fact that there actually isn't as much gold in U.S. possession as we are being told. It's somehow been rehypothecated or loaned out or rented out, and now they can't get it back, and so that's a big secret.
Okay, do you have time for one more question?
Yeah, just one more.
Okay, no, that's fine. Speaking of gold and silver-based currencies, I really think that our debt-based currency affects the way that we act, and we just wouldn't act the same way if we had a gold or a silver-based currency. I mean, I think it's literally, affects a lot of parts of our living. So how many
people would pretty much, live their lives the same way. You've got so much money, you can only buy so much. But having a fiat currency that can be printed out of thin air, it changes the way the bankers behave, and that's really what's important. Anyway, Melissa, got to let you go. Music is playing.
Thank you. Keep up the good
work. All right. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Herzog is taking the microphone tonight. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. Have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.